It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Joining me today in studio, I have Alyssa Potter. She is putting on a benefit. Her and a group are getting together to put a benefit on for Cassidy Jarmillo. We're going to talk all about it. It's coming up February 25th. It's going to be at the Hope Center at the Notre Dame Hope Center, and all kinds of fun, games, dinner, bake sales, everything. We'll talk all about that with her. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Dave. I'm excited to be here and share about our event.
Well, let's get right into it about the event. Now, this is, once again, an event for Cassidy Jarmillo, and I'm going to kind of let you give everybody a backstory on Cassidy.
Sure. So Cassidy is a lifelong Carbon County resident, born and raised here. She's a mom of two young children. She lives in Spring Glen and works in Price, and in August of last year, she was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. So she has been undergoing chemotherapy. She recently finished that up and had a surgery performed, and then now she's going to start radiation. And so she's just one of those people that she cares about everybody, and it's time for us to care about her. We want to really step up as a community and as friends and coworkers and all that good stuff, and be there for her. Not just, you know, of course we want to raise funds to help her. Everybody knows the financial burden that cancer can put on someone and their family. But we want to show her our support, be there for her, and let her know she's not alone in this fight.
So you've got together with some folks, and you guys are putting on, it sounds like it's going to be a really fun family night that the whole family can enjoy. Yes. So let's get into it and talk about the event itself.
Yes. So when we were trying to come up with something that we could do for her, we really wanted to stay family focused also, because we wanted, you know, of course, her kids to come and her to be there. And so we came up with the idea of just a really relaxed, fun bingo night. So we're going to play bingo as many rounds as we can. As long as people are there, we'll keep playing. And then we will be doing a bake sale. We have tons of community members that have stepped up and offered to help us with some yummy baked goods. So come out with an empty stomach, because not only a bake sale, we were contacted by Getting Our Smoke On barbecue, and they wanted to provide a dinner also. So we're really excited. So there's going to be the yummy baked goods and then barbecue dinner for sale. And all proceeds, 100%, will go directly to Cassidy.
And once again, when we talked about it, and you had mentioned the fact that, yeah, it is a burden. It really is.
Right.
And for the community, and I say this almost every time we talk about different benefits and things, there's no better community than, if you need something, than Carbon and Emery counties that step up and help out for this.
Absolutely. I have done numerous fundraisers over the years, and I am always just blown away. I mean, we live in a community that they really step up to the plate when somebody needs it. And so I'm really excited to, you know, put on this event and see everybody come out and show their support. And we've already seen so much support for just the event itself from people willing to do the bake sale and donating prizes.
And in talking about that, we always mention too that nothing goes on without, you know, other people helping out. And this is, like, once again, it's a great community. You've got a list of people that have donated stuff to this. So let's give them a shout out right now, your sponsors.
Yes, thank you. So we have PZ Printing. They donated our flyers that we have. And if you would like one of our poster flyers at your place of business, you can contact us. I'll mention my phone number later. But we have PZ Printing for our posters. We have a gift from Sensi with Tina. Gents Hairstyling has donated, Juniper Restaurant, The Coffee Shop on Main, Jill at the Nail Shop, The Main Place, 31 Bags with Melody, Cleaning Services with Mistina, a gift basket from Patria Omen, a gift basket from Valerie at Marietti Monuments, gift basket from Deanne at Scissor Talk, and of course our catering is from Getting Our Smoke On.
And great people, all of them, to just go out of their way and make sure that you've got everything you need to make this event really special.
Yes, we appreciate it so much. And we are still accepting any donations. So if you would like to join in the efforts, if you have a business or just are someone that wants to donate baked goods, we're accepting anything that anybody wants to donate as far as for our prizes, for our bingo and other things. We You can do gift cards. You can do a gift basket. We will also be selling drinks during the event so that you're not thirsty in all your yummy baked goods. If you would rather, if you're not a baker, we are taking cases of water or pop so that we can sell that night. So there's a lot of options if you want to help out that way. Just, you can contact us.
All right. And if they want to contact you, what's some numbers they can get a hold of you at?
So myself, Alyssa, you can call me or text me. My cell phone is 650-8877. And then also Taylor Passarella is helping me put this on, and her cell phone number is 650-9168.
All right. Once again, it is a family bingo night benefiting Cassidy Jarmillo, Friday, February 25th at 6 p.m. at the Notre Dame Catholic Church Hope Center. That's at 185 North Carbon Avenue. Alyssa, thank you so much for coming in today and letting everybody know about this, and we'll get the word out there for you.
Thanks. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.